The Soulox will receive $479 million in investment, which will go towards modernization. With some of the pumps operating the locks being more than 100 years old, it was long overdue that we modernize such a critical piece of our infrastructure and ensure sustainability for the future. Building a new lock will make our supply chains more resilient and bolster commerce on the Great Lakes, and I was proud to help pass the legislation making this necessary upgrade closer to a reality, said Michigan Senator Gary Peters. The full text of the release follows. Senator Debbie Stabenow and Senator Gary Peters today announced that the Army Corps of Engineers will receive $479 million from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to invest in modernizing the Soulox. With this investment, there is now enough funding to fully fund the Corps' budget to finish building a new lock. The Soulox are a crucial gateway for Great Lakes freighters carrying agricultural products and materials our manufacturers and military depend on. The new lock will mean there is a modern lock to handle larger vessels and will prevent failure of the locks, which would have devastating consequences for the economy and national security. Senators Stabenow and Peters have led the effort for years to secure enough funding to complete this new lock, $1.3 billion in total. To learn more about the progress on the Soulox modernization project, click here. After a hard-fought effort, we finally have full funding of the Corps' budget to finish building the new lock at the Soulox. In Michigan, we know how vital the locks are to our economy and our national defense. We also know that we are on borrowed time until something happens that shuts them down. Thanks to our bipartisan efforts in Congress, and with the president's leadership, we are able to finish this project as soon as possible, said Senator Stabenow. The bipartisan infrastructure law is delivering for Michiganders with this significant investment in the Soulox, an economic and national security priority for Michigan and our nation, said Senator Peters. With some of the pumps operating the locks being more than 100 years old, it was long overdue that we modernize such a critical piece of our infrastructure and ensure sustainability for the future. Building a new lock will make our supply chains more resilient and bolster commerce on the Great Lakes, and I was proud to help pass the legislation making this necessary upgrade closer to a reality. Working with Republicans and Democrats, Senators Stabenow and Peters were instrumental in passing the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The act is transformational for Michigan. It includes unprecedented funding to finish modernizing the Soulox, rebuild our long-neglected roads and bridges, keep our drinking water safe, bring high-speed internet to communities across Michigan, invest in electric vehicles, and make the largest single investment ever in the Great Lakes. The act also strengthens our Buy American laws.